This is See It, Stream It, Skip It. We do this every Friday. JJ Gordon tells you what to see in the theater, what to stream at home, and what to skip altogether.
Amy, the big thing about this time of year is we got rid of all of these big Oscar contenders, right?
Yes.
And then there's sort of a...
Now the good movies.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Well, there's sort of this glut of popcorn movies, right? These things might not be award winners, but they're the things that people just love. Now, Keanu Reeves... in the last 10 years has proven to be the, like, it guy in Hollywood. And not because he makes the best movies, but because everyone likes him so much. Everyone likes talking to him. They say working with him is just a joy. And quite frankly, he's crushing it with this action series called John Wick. And if you don't know how John Wick started, it's a pretty simple premise. He's a hitman, and he adopts a little dog, and a rival assassin group kills that dog. And so he takes revenge, and then everyone's like, this John Wick movie's great, this is so good. Then they made a John Wick 2. Then they made a John Wick 3. And everyone's like, okay, well, these are all good. I mean, they are all, like, just about 90% apiece on Rotten Tomatoes, which you would think is unheard of for a movie, an action movie about people running around trying to avenge a dog's death. John Wick 4 comes out today, and it right now is the highest ranked of all the movies. Somehow, these movies have gotten better, each one that they've done. So, I will tell you this. You do need to see the other John Wicks before you watch 4. So, if you haven't seen the third one yet, go out and see it. If you haven't seen any of them yet, you could have a fun 4 nights. Watching the first John Wick movie, the second, the third, and then going to the theaters to see the fourth. This is going to be a massive success. I can tell you right now, this is the movie that everyone's been waiting for in the spring. This is going to be the top of the box office for a while. Now, your skip for this week, the opposite of that, is a movie starring Adam Driver, where he is in the distant future, and he is an outer space pilot who happens to go through a wormhole, a black hole, whatever you want to call it, and he crash lands on a planet, only to find out that he's actually time traveled, and it's 65 million years ago, and it's Earth. So he has to fight a bunch of dinosaurs. Yikes. This one I can see where they're going with it, but man, oh man, some movies just don't stick the landing, and this is one of them. For one thing, I don't think Adam Driver is a leading man. I think you need to team him up with some other people who are great actors and actresses, and it'll bring the performance out.
You know, when you were away, Eric Johnson talked about this movie on CS
65, yeah.
Yeah, and he had a very similar feeling. It was a skip for him as well.
And I've talked to a couple people who told me, you know what, I liked this movie. It gave me exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
And I said, you wanted a movie about Adam Driver fighting dinosaurs for 97 minutes? I don't get it. And so,
just
to each their own.
Just the look of the, like, if you just Google it and you see it's, like,
yeah,
image, I don't know what you, the poster for it.
Yeah. And you go, like, oh.
That doesn't look
weird. Yeah. It's the type of movie that, if I was planning a birthday party for a bunch of 14-year-olds,
perfect,
I would take them to this movie,
this
right?
This is it.
Because it's just the level of scariness with the dinosaurs that they can handle. It's a movie that's not going to change anyone's feelings or opinions. Here's the problem. There is another human being who's in this movie, okay? So they team him up with this younger girl, and that's part of the mystery of what's going on. But if you were to just walk into a movie theater never seeing anything about this movie and you sit down, I think after about 20 minutes, you'd say, wait a minute, what am I watching? Is this worth it? And I just don't think it is. So I'm glad that I agree with Eric Johnson that this movie just doesn't cut the mustard. Now, I want to talk about a movie for the stream this week, which is one of my favorites that doesn't get enough love. It is a movie that stars Meryl Streep and it also stars Albert Brooks. So the movie is called Defending Your Life. It's from 1991, and this is the premise. Albert Brooks is just your average guy, and he's leading his average life, and in the first 5 minutes of the movie, he dies. And what happens is after you die, you are taken to what's called Judgment City. You wear this kind of white robe. You stay in a hotel. They tell you you're going to meet with your caseworker the next day. And so what happens is in this sort of purgatory, you are judged on whether or not your soul, your being, your essence has led a life that's worthy for you to move on to the great beyond. Or they send you back to Earth and then you're reborn and you have to live another life. So Albert Brooks is just this schlub who goes and he's on his trial, even though they don't want to call it a trial, and they show excerpts from his life. Things where a friend of his says, listen, there's this great company. They're making watches right now. The company's called Casio. It's going to be huge. It's digital. And he says, no, I don't want to invest in that. I'm afraid I'll lose all my money. And that investment now would be worth like $30 million, right? Mm-hmm. And it shows all these times he was too afraid that he let his personal fear stand in the way of him achieving some kind of a success. Meanwhile, while he's just out and about, he meets Meryl Streep, who also has recently died. And they start to fall in love in this purgatory. And it's clear that she's going to move on and that he's not. This movie is hilarious. I'm telling you, start to finish, Defending Your Life is one of the funnier movies you're ever going to see. And it is about taking stock in your life and saying, did I let my life be led by fear, or did I let my life be lived by chance? And it's supposed to be a balance, right? You're not supposed to just go out there and make, you know, fool-headed decisions the whole time. You're supposed to go out there and you're supposed to lead a life that when people think about your accomplishments on Earth, you did something. It is not a religious movie. This has nothing to do with any kind of belief of heaven or hell. It is this weird take on having to go and live in this city where you can go bowling and all the food is the most delicious food that you've ever had in your life. It is just a phenomenal movie. And even though this movie is 32 years old, I watch this once a year at least, because Defending Your Life is just so dang funny. And the love story is so sweet between Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks.
Did you also see, just can we stay on Meryl Streep
yeah.
for just a moment? Because in the trailer for the new season of Only Murders in This Building,
yes,
she makes a weird, mysterious appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And Only Murders in This Building is a show that is on
Hulu.
And the new season 3, is apparently coming out this summer sometime.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I believe they're hoping for an August debut.
Oh, man. August. Anyways, but like a week or so ago, there was a trailer for season 3 that was released, and it had Meryl Streep in it. I mean, this show is full of just Hollywood legends at this point.
And they're playing such fun characters. If you haven't watched Only Murders in the Building yet, it is the exact kind of comedy crime show we've been asking for.
Comedy, and we didn't even know we wanted a comedy crime
Bingo.
Show. But it's Steve Martin, it's Martin Short, it's Selena Gomez, which seems like the oddest trio of people in the history of television,
but
it works. It totally works.
And white bread, peanut butter, and jelly, who knew it was going to be that good?
And JJ put me onto the show during a See It, Stream It, Skip It, and I was like, I'll try it, but you know, I'm not a big TV watcher, so I'm like, there's no chance that I get into this. And then I was hooked. So and this new trailer with Meryl Streep looks so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So excited for that. Some other Meryl Streep news.
I would also be bold enough to say I think you would also like Defending Your Life.
I think I would too.
Up your alley.
Yeah, it sounds like something I would like.
You know, if you're somebody who enjoys courtroom dramas, this is a courtroom comedy in a way.
And where can you stream it? I mean, this is an old show.
It is. So it's in any of the places you go to rent movies. So, gosh, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play,
any of those. You can rent it for like $4.99 or something.
$3.
It'll cost you $3. $2.99, yeah.
And then you've got, if you enjoy it, you can watch it 3 more times in your 48-hour rental window.
I love it.
Also, by the way,
you could probably buy it for not much more.
Right, bingo. And so, yeah. I mean, it's too bad that they don't give you the option after you watch a movie to say, did you enjoy this? Do you want to buy it for $3 more?
Yes, I wish they would.
Right?
That would be really nice.
I would be a sucker and be like, yeah, buy.
Me too.
Also, some sad See It, Stream It, Skip It news. Both South Dakota and Minnesota's last video stores are closing.
Oh, really?
So the last video store in Minnesota is doomed to be finished. It's in the Twin Cities area. It'll be done by, I believe, May 1st. The one in South Dakota has got maybe like 3 months left on it.
Does North Dakota have one still? Well, Wahpeton does, don't they?
Not anymore. The WAP Deli video is done.
Is that gone too?
Yeah, it's a real bummer. I don't think North Dakota has a true video rental store left. Correct me if I'm wrong, 35270. If there's a full-fledged rental, I'm not talking about if your grocery store or furniture store or gas station has a wall with some DVDs on it, but an actual full-on rental store. I don't think that we've got one left.
What's up with the Blockbuster.com website?
Yeah, so all of a sudden it became active again. And it's like, is Blockbuster coming back? I can't imagine there's a world where that's going to happen. But just over last weekend, all of a sudden people are like, yeah, Blockbuster.com has started being active again.
And it says is we are working on rewinding your movie.
Right? So it is just bizarre that they're going to do something. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they're going to try and launch a streaming service. I just think that, like, Blockbuster as an entity is certainly worth something. People associate it with movies.
Yeah, for sure.
But you never know. Well, I guess we'll see.
How do you even try?
Right. They don't.
Let me ask, into the streaming world now.
When was the last time you put a piece of physical media into a player?
Christmas.
Bingo.
We do it around Christmas.
Yep.
Like, we've saved all of our Christmas movies, and then we hook up the DVD player around Christmas and play all of our Christmas movies that way.
It's incredibly rare.
It is rare.
For us, we have one TV in the house that has a player attached to it, and that's it. And so if we want to watch something on a DVD or a Blu-ray, we know we're going to be sitting in the basement. I think that's the problem, is even if you did launch a video store today, so few people actually are using it. Instead, they're using their streaming services.
Right. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
This was See It, Stream It, Skip It. You want to run down them real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If you're going to see something in theaters, John Wick 4, if you haven't seen the other three, definitely watch those. If you're going to skip something, boy, 65, the Adam Driver Fights Dinosaurs movie, just doesn't cut it. And then if you're going to stream something, Defending Your Life, starring Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep, you can find that on any of the major streaming services available for rent right now.
Also, it says someone in our text club says WAP Deli is still renting movies. I don't know.
Really?
That's what it says.
Oh, I was told by a WAPTA native that they were not, that they were trying to sell everything.
That could be the case. I don't know.
Maybe I'll have to make a trip down there.
I guess we're going to have to drive down there to get the answers ourselves.
I mean, the sandwiches are worth it for the drive alone.
This is It Takes Two. That's See It, Stream It, Skip It, and that'll be podcast at KFGO.com after the show.
She gets too hungry for dinner.